The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
Ever feel like you're stuck on this hamster wheel of content creation? You're pouring your heart into crafting these incredible travel experiences.
Yeah.
But then it's right back to the grind, you know, churning out social media posts and blog articles and newsletters. It's like the list goes on and on.
It's a constant balancing act in this industry, isn't it? Creating those incredible journeys and trying to stay top of mind. I mean, it's a crowded digital world out there.
Absolutely. And that is exactly what we are diving into today.
Correct.
We are figuring out how to escape that always-on content creation pressure.
Yeah.
And we're talking about something called batch content creation.
Okay.
Which you can think of sort of like meal prepping, but for your marketing.
Yeah, think of it this way. Instead of like scrambling for ingredients and cooking every single day, you dedicate a specific time to prepping all your meals for the week, right?
Okay.
Batch content creation just applies that same principle to your marketing.
Okay, so let's unpack that a little bit.
Okay.
So instead of those last-minute scrambles to come up with something to post, are we talking about shifting to like a more planned, strategic approach?
Precisely. Instead of being reactive, like constantly putting out fires, you become proactive.
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up for success.
Yeah.
And this shift could be a game changer, especially in the fast-paced world of tourism.
I can see how that would be a relief.
Yeah.
But let's get specific.
Yeah.
We've got Chris Torres's work on this.
Okay.
And he calls it a 30-day content plan. And he paints this very relatable picture of the daily grind. He says, imagine spending 30 minutes every day staring at your phone, desperately trying to come up with something, anything to post on Instagram. Does that sound familiar?
It's a trap we all fall into, right?
Right.
It highlights the beauty of batching.
Yeah. Torres suggests dedicating 2 focused days out of the month.
Okay.
To brainstorm, create, and schedule a whole month's worth of content.
Wow.
That's 30 days of engaging your audience in just a couple concentrated bursts of work.
2 days versus 30.
Exactly.
Can you even imagine how much time that would free up in your week?
Oh, yeah.
What could you accomplish if you aren't constantly worried about what to post next?
That's just the tip of the iceberg. This approach isn't just about saving time, it's about maximizing your creative energy and getting strategic with your content. Let's dive into those benefits then, because I think a lot of us in tourism could use a good dose of both.
Sure.
What's the big picture impact of making this shift?
One word, consistency.
Mm.
When you show up consistently with valuable content, whether it's on social media, your blog, or email inboxes, you stay top of mind.
Right.
You're building trust and showcasing your expertise.
That really resonates with me. I know that when I am consistently seeing a brand I love pop up in my feed,
yeah,
I'm much more likely to think of them when I am planning a trip.
Right.
It's like they're right there with me throughout the entire customer journey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine you're a traveler deciding between 2 different tour operators. One is active and engaging online. Stunning photos, insider tips, customer testimonials.
Yeah.
The other, well, their last post was 3 weeks ago and it was just a flyer for a discount that already expired. Who are you more likely to trust with your precious vacation time and money?
No contest. The consistent one, hands down.
Exactly.
They come across as more reliable, more passionate, more in tune with what travelers are looking for.
And that perception, that feeling of trust and connection is invaluable in this industry. It could be the difference between a potential traveler hitting book now or scrolling on to the next option.
Absolutely. But let's be honest. Maintaining that level of consistency while juggling everything else,
right,
it can be exhausting.
Yeah.
Burnout is a very real concern.
Absolutely. And that's another area where batch content creation can be a game changer. It's not just about working smarter. It's about protecting your most valuable asset, your creativity.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to run a marathon, but on a treadmill.
Right.
Putting in the effort, but you never really get anywhere. And in a creative field like tourism, I mean, burnout can really stifle those fresh ideas.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that make your business stand out.
And that's where the beauty of batching comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of constantly feeling like you're on, you create dedicated space for those creative juices to flow.
Right.
It's like you're scheduling a brainstorming retreat, but for your content.
Yeah.
You immerse yourself in the process. You come up with a month's worth of ideas. And then this is the best part. You step away.
The sweet relief of hitting that schedule button.
I know.
Knowing you've got a whole month of content ready to go,
Yes.
that's a powerful feeling. But we've been tossing around this 30-day content plan a bit.
Okay.
What does it actually look like in practice? It's more than just jotting down some ideas on a napkin, right? Right? Torres has a very specific structure to take the guesswork out of it. He emphasizes the importance of a content calendar,
Okay.
but not just any calendar.
Right.
He suggests using a specific template, which we'll link in the show notes, of course.
Perfect.
It's designed to help you align your content with both your marketing goals and those all-important seasonal trends.
Okay, so that's where the strategy comes in.
Exactly.
We're not just creating content for the sake of content. We're thinking about what our audience is interested in at that particular moment.
Right.
So, for example, let's say you're a tour operator and you specialize in those European adventures.
Okay.
And it's spring. Well, you might focus on, shoulder season travel tips or early bird discounts for summer bookings. Exactly. You're tapping into what's relevant to travelers right now. It's like you're meeting them where they are in their travel planning journey with content that feels timely and valuable.
I like it.
And once you have those themes and topics mapped out,
Yeah.
it's time for what Torres calls the creation blitz.
Ooh, creation blitz.
Yes.
It sounds almost exhilarating. It's like this creative pressure cooker where all those amazing ideas come to life. So
Exactly.
you're talking about dedicating a specific chunk of time to write those blog posts, design those social media graphics, even draft those email newsletters
Yeah,
all in one go.
precisely. It's about finding what works best for your workflow.
Yeah.
Some people thrive in those concentrated bursts of creativity.
Absolutely.
And once that creation blitz is done,
Yeah.
it's time for the magic to happen.
The beauty of automation. This is where those scheduling tools like Buffer or Hootsuite become your best friend.
Absolutely. Or even just the scheduling feature in your email marketing platform.
Right.
You load up all that amazing content you've created. You set the dates and times, and voila, it's all set to go out automatically throughout the month.
So you're essentially freeing up all that mental bandwidth for the rest of the month to focus on, actually running those tours, interacting with your customers.
Right.
All the other things that make your tourism business unique.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder, and creating a system that supports your creativity and your sanity.
Okay.
But I know what you're thinking. What about spontaneity?
Right.
Doesn't all this planning make your content feel stiff and impersonal?
It's a valid concern. The travel world is dynamic. Things change quickly. You don't want to miss out on jumping on a trending travel hashtag or sharing exciting last-minute deals.
And you don't have to batch. Content creation isn't about becoming a content robot.
Okay.
It's about having a solid foundation that allows for flexibility. Think of it like this. You've planned this incredible meal.
Yeah.
All the courses are laid out.
Okay.
But what if your friend brings an amazing bottle of wine that you just have to try? You don't stick rigidly to the plan, you adapt and you incorporate that new element.
So it's more like having a content backbone that you can then flesh out with those timely updates,
Right.
special offers,
Exactly.
or those, in the moment posts that capture the excitement of travel.
Exactly. Those spontaneous moments become the spice that add even more flavor to your already delicious content strategy.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. But even if you are batching it.
Yeah.
Creating a month's worth of content at once still seems like a heavy lift.
I hear you.
What would you say to someone who's feeling a little intimidated by that initial effort?
I'd say it's an investment worth making, and here's why. While your competitors are stuck in that daily cycle of scrambling for content, you have a strategic advantage.
Okay.
You've got a steady stream of high-quality content flowing out into the world, effortlessly showcasing your expertise and building trust with your audience. That consistency is like a magnet. It draws people in and makes them want to travel with you.
It's like you've got a secret weapon, a
Yes.
content superpower that sets you apart from the
Yeah,
competition.
exactly. And here's something else to consider. Batch creation isn't just about pumping out content into the void. It's about setting yourself up for data-driven improvement.
You're talking about analytics.
We get to see what's resonating with our audience,
Yeah.
what's grabbing their attention and making them want to learn more.
Exactly. Once you have a month's worth of content out there, you can step back and analyze what's working. Which posts are getting the most likes, shares, or comments? Which blog articles are driving the most traffic to your website? Which types of email subject lines are getting people to open and click through?
So we're not just guessing what our audience wants. We're letting the data guide our decisions for those future batches. It's like having a direct line to our audience's preferences.
Precisely. Torres talks about noticing that customer testimonials were performing exceptionally well for his business.
Yeah.
So he made sure to incorporate more testimonials into his next batch of content. Simple, but effective.
Yeah.
This cyclical process of learning and refining is key.
So by paying attention to what resonates,
yeah,
we can continuously improve our content strategy, making it even more engaging and effective over time.
And that's the ultimate goal, isn't it? In the world of tourism, it's not just about creating content for the sake of creating content.
Right.
It's about creating content that connects, that inspires, that ultimately drives bookings and helps you share those incredible travel experiences with the world.
Yeah, it's almost like we're taking all these different pieces and like tuning our instruments to create the symphony of content.
Exactly.
That really resonates with the right audience.
And the beauty is that once you have that symphony playing, you can focus on what you do best.
Yeah.
Crafting those unforgettable travel experiences.
Yeah, it's a win-win. You're giving yourself the time and the mental space to be creative.
Right.
And you're also giving your audience this consistent stream of really engaging content that frankly makes them excited to travel with you.
We've covered a lot of ground today. But I think the biggest takeaway for our listeners is this. Batch content creation isn't just some productivity hack.
Right.
It's a strategic approach to building a thriving tourism business.
It's about working smarter, not harder, and making sure your content is working just as hard as you are.
And the best part, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution.
Right.
You can tailor these principles to fit your unique business, your audience, your goals.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, here's a final thought for you to ponder. What stories are waiting to be told about your travel experiences? What insights can you share that would make someone hit that book now button?
Yeah, tap into those passions, those unique elements that make your business special.
Yes.
And let that guide your content creation journey.
Because when you are genuinely excited about the content you're sharing, that energy, it's contagious. It draws people in and it makes them want to experience the world with you.
Exactly. It transforms your content from just words on a screen to an invitation to adventure.
Beautifully said. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of batch content creation.
It was my pleasure.
We'll see you next time for another adventure in knowledge.